This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. It's a weekend of messy weather. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson is following.
Sandwich of snow, ice, and then snow again. Really just dangerous conditions in northern New England. South of there, let's say from Interstate 90 on south, it's all rain. And then as you get a little bit further south of there, then we're talking about wind. We have a high wind warning for Philadelphia, for D.C., for Baltimore.
In Kentucky, flash flooding has taken its toll.
Rescue workers in Kentucky have performed more than 1,000 water rescues. At least 8 people died in the state, including a mother and her 7-year-old child trapped by flash flooding.
CBS's Skylar Henry. President Trump showed up at the Daytona 500 today, but left early during a rain delay. His supporters were there to see him.
Gotta love Trump.
Love him.
But when asked if the president is doing enough to bring down inflation.
Under Biden, it got out of hand. I mean, it's not going to go away overnight. I think it's going to take a bit, but I think he'll get it down.
Despite multiple legal challenges, the Trump administration continues the push to dismantle federal agencies and cut the federal workforce. CBS's Willie James Inman has the latest.
More federal workers are expected to get pink slips as thousands of federal employees across at least 20 agencies are being axed in a move to cut costs. Behind the effort is the White House's Department of Government Efficiency, led by Elon Musk. Critics are blasting the purges.
Bill Clinton did things to shrink the size of government, and he did it with Congress. There's a difference between that and ignoring Congress and violating the law.
Republicans claim the cuts are needed.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy tweeted Musk's team will visit the FAA Command Center in Virginia tomorrow to get the firsthand look at that operation. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to overrule a lower court's decision to pause the firing of the head of a federal agency that protects whistleblowers. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
If the Supreme Court decides to hear this case, it will set a precedent that all temporary injunctions can be instantly appealed.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio meets with Russian officials in Saudi Arabia tomorrow to discuss ending the war in Ukraine, but Ukrainian and European leaders are not included. Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw tells CBS it's up to Europe to do more to end the war.
The Europeans need to demand a seat at the table by being uncomfortably aggressive, which is something they haven't done. You should be threatening things to Putin that actually make you uncomfortable, because that's the only language Putin speaks, is power.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500, his second straight victory. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Small town, daughter of a circus clown, done what was frowned upon, discount handout, open pantry. She entertained other guys, but the devil caught his eyes and he couldn't see. She ain't right, and he ain't. But she goes on and on and on and on and on. Like John, half drunk, club footed, don't be long, cross eyed, tongue tied, virgin. First degree. He never had a girl, said the pretty little thing in his magazine. He's the kind girls can't whine. And she do, and she do, and she do.
Back to the
never knew what she was doing.
She was looking. Pretty thing that she married to. Tip a boy who was easy to fool. Hand it down, make all the rules. Teach a boy like a dog. Sugar.
Town, daughter of a circus clown, breaking down rocks alone at the penitentiary.
And that's like jaw, club-footed, don't belong. It's gone down in the first degree. It ain't right.
Let's
It is Saturday night, and already we've had so much local stuff, and it continues in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. Wise Jennings starts tonight's show, and they are live at the Red Rooster on March 29th with Between the Howls. This hour of local music that is new, fresh, and loud is brought to you by Doughboys Pizza, a family pizza restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes over 100 years old, located at the Northgate Mall, delivering to Madison's northeast and downtown areas. Search Doughboy Pizza Madison or call them at 608-467-3017. Can you believe spring is almost here? And with spring comes Fat Tuesday on March 4th. You can celebrate with Mama Dig Down's Brass Band and Rare Element at the High Noon Saloon. This is Outstanding by the Mama Dig Down's Brass Band on Max Inc. Radio. Element on Max Inc. Radio. See them live with Mama Dig Down's Brass Band at the High Noon Saloon on March 4th. Yep, that's Fat Tuesday. Next up in the After Hours is Alex White and Friends. This is Rag to Riches in the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you. ever get so low. One too many 4 a.m.s. Guess the someday came and went far too long ago. Maybe we'll find one day deep peace through the running waves on the Gulf of Mexico.
Listening to the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. Remember, if you are tuning in right now and you want to hear the show again, well, you can always hear it on Sunday, but maybe it's Sunday right now. Maybe that's where you are on the timeline. Well, then you missed the kickoff of this week's after hours show. Don't panic. You can always swing by civicmedia.us and check out the Max Inc. Radio page. Right there, there's a podcast. Subscribe, and me and Genevieve Hayward will pop into your device and be on standby for when you're ready for the local stuff. Catch Genevieve on 329 along with a gaggle of local music artists at the Respect Concert, a celebration of women in music at the Majestic Theater. This is All Along. Right now on Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Soul Society is taking us to break. This music was requested using the Civic Media app box. Follow along, email, text, message the show in the after hours. And just like that, your local music dreams will come true on Max Inc. Radio.
Kept on waiting for you to call me. but I must have been waiting just a little too long. And now you must have changed your number, 'cause it just don't ring the same. Honestly, what the hell was I thinking? Truth be told, I was doing a little bit of drinking, and I just had to find out if you sometimes think of me. And it's been so long since I've seen your face, and I just had to see it again. And I pray to God that you don't get away like I let you do way back then. Well, I keep on thinking about the first time I saw you. Stood there blinking, there was nothing I could do. I'll be so entranced by you, and nothing's ever changed. So long since I've seen your face, I just had to see it again. And I pray to God that you don't get away like I let you do way back then.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey,
Rock Consonant, and then the Jimmies. Yeah, even our commercial breaks are full of local music goodness. Time now to power up the patent-pending After Hours Jimmy Tracker. And yeah, you missed them doing live stuff on Valentine's Day, but that's only because your eyes were blinded by love. Next up, you can see the Jimmies at Toffers in New Glarus on the 20th, and then on March 6th, or on the 21st in Beloit. This half hour's stocking of local artists is powered by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. Speaking of stocking local artists, Bing Bong will be in Sheboygan at the Three Sheeps Brewing Company on April 18th, or at the High Noon Saloon on July 18th. This is Rule the Run, now on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Flowing to the sea.
Bing Bong, the Heavy Looks, and then the Chris Aaron Band in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. The Heavy Looks just had a Tiny Death submission, and yes, you're right, you can see it again on Max Inc. Radio's social media things. The People Brothers Band is taking us to the end of hour number one, right here in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
It is, baby, ready to go. It is what it is, baby, I don't know. Where you going? With a mouthful of words, what in the world do you want me to say? You know my love is here, you know my love is here to stay. That's it, that's it. Oh, yeah, you know that's
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest. But it's also an importance that to be Black History every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example, mentoring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important. Their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we got to inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Toscano. At least 10 people are dead in severe weather and flooding, with President Trump approving a disaster declaration for Kentucky. 8 people died there. CBS's Skylar Henry is covering this from Atlanta.
This is one of the most serious weather events we've dealt with in at least a decade.
The overnight storm delivered some of the most severe weather the South has seen all season, including 2 suspected tornadoes in Mississippi. And in Alabama, Sunday services were canceled after winds tore the steeple off this church.
The power is out. There's power lines down. All the trees behind the church are gone.
FindEnergy.com reports hundreds of thousands of customers remain without power in eastern states hit by high winds and rain. Some of that rain delayed the Daytona 500, but William Byron survived late wrecks and raced to victory tonight. The call on Fox Sports.
And William Byron has won the 500 for the second year in a row.
Holy cow.